got acquainted in the last century.
Yeah, that's right. I was very young.
I appreciate my dear brethren. We are blessed people.
Yes, we are.
And I'll just tell you, I love preachers.
Yeah.
I love preaching. And there are some preachers that are a little harsh and a little mean-spirited, but I still like preaching. It don't matter to me. I just like preaching. Praise God. And I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be able to be here. And when I was younger, I took the pastor where I am now when I was 36. And I intended to get older, but I just didn't know it'd come as quick. Seemed like time just flying. But I appreciate Brother Randy, and he's been a blessing to us and our church for all these years. And I'm trying to get him back. But I can't. He won't come. Praise God. Appreciate Brother Barnett. He's a little senior to me. So that means he's older. He's not old, just older. And Brother John Gabbard, my friend, him and his wife, I appreciate them. I guess today must be Senior Preacher Day. Praise God. I don't know about this preaching less time, you know. I ain't making no promises. But it seems like that energy is not as long-winded as it used to be. Praise God. Turn with us in your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 14. Read probably one of the oldest scripture settings that anybody has preached from. I don't know how many times through the years. Most every preacher I know of has preached any length of time has preached from this scripture setting. I appreciated what Brother Randy said about singing. Do you know singing is part of our worship? Now, I don't know about down here. Up home, I got folks that come in church for church service by the time the preacher reads his text. Last Sunday, I had a couple come in when I was making an altar call. But when you miss the song service, you are missing what God wants to prepare you to receive the word. It gets you in the right attitude, in the right spirit. Hallelujah. And if you don't get in that spirit of worship, amen, you're going to miss what the preacher said. I don't care if you come in when he opens his Bible. If you're not in that song, oh, I'm in dangerous territory. If you don't want to get in that song service, you're not prepared for what God has to say to us. Amen. Matthew chapter 14, and we're going to start reading at verse 22 this morning. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. I looked at that word constrained. For some reason, they were reluctant to get in the boat. And I wondered, maybe perhaps they might have been afraid to return to Herod's country during the expected commotion over John's death. I don't know. Or were unwilling to go into this ship and cross this sea without him. And they might have remembered the last experience of a storm on the sea. And they wanted the Lord on board. I want him on board. How about you? And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the even was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. And, cried out, that means they screamed. They shrieked with fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, "If, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Amen. I searching for maybe a subject or a text or whatever for this message this morning. You know, there's so many good things you can think about. You can think about survival by God's help. I thought about contrary winds. I thought about trouble on the high seas. I thought about attempting the impossible. So y'all can just take whatever you want to back there. Amen. And I just want to tell you, most all of us at some point in time in your life has been in that storm. Some of you probably still are in a storm, contrary, hindering your spiritual progress. I was thinking this week about things that had happened on the high seas and bodies of water, and I thought about Columbus sailing the ocean blue in 1492. That's the way they taught us to remember that in school. Amen. And three little ships he had, he's crossing an uncharted ocean with three little ships. The largest was only 63 feet long. And that's not very big ships. Not only that, he had a mutinous crew. Several times they wanted to kill him or throw him overboard. But somehow or another, God preserved Columbus. Does it have anything to do with America? Amen. And writing in his logbook each evening at sundown, he wrote, "This day we sailed westward." Amen. God has always took care of his children. Amen. You cannot go through life very long without encountering some storms that are contrary to the way you want to go. Amen. I read about a man by the name of Admiral Perry. He was on Lake Erie, and when after defeating the British fleet, he sent his message to the American Congress, and he said, "We have met the enemy, and they are ours." Now, I want to tell you, amen, in the storm of life that you find yourself in, that you don't know which way to go or what to do, put your trust in God. Somebody say amen. Storms of life come and adversaries are always present. Amen. The devil don't like you if you're living for God. He's going to do everything he can to stop your spiritual walk with God and your spiritual progress. I remember reading how Commodore Dewey, amen, when he was at Manila and he crossed to what they call the neutral zone at midnight. Amen. And when morning dawned, the enemy's mines of death were behind him that they had set out there in the ocean to stop and blow up their ships. They were behind him. And the enemy's fleet of 11 ships was before him. And they were supported by the shore batteries and the guns of Fort Cabot. But within 6 hours, Dewey had sunk or disabled every one of those 11 ships. Amen. And he had silenced the guns of Fort Cabot. And he raised up the Star Spangled Banner. Amen. Praise God. He did not lose one ship of his own, nor not one sailor lost his life. I want to tell you, amen, the devil will do his best to tear up every hole in this church. It comes and with an expense. Amen. Praying saints always wins the victory. Amen. Help me here now. Amen. If you don't pray and seek God when you're doing well, you'll not pray much when you're in the storm. Amen. You've got to learn to pray when all is well. Amen. When there's a calm and the sun is shining. Amen. You pray then. And that spirit of prayer will carry you through the storm that rages in your life when you don't know what to do. God is the strength of my life. Praise the Lord. Amen. I helped in Brother Joey Hyde's funeral. Amen. Just a few weeks ago now. And I told Sister Trish several times before we got there and while we were there, I said, you must remember one thing. David said, the Lord is the strength of my life. And we must depend on him. It is in his care that we commit our keeping. Amen. Help me here. In Exodus chapter 14, amen, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night, and the children of Israel walked across in muddy. No, on dry land. Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you, God knows how to part the ocean. And your sea, amen, that is in such a turmoil and you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring or how things are going to turn out before sundown. Amen. When you put your trust in God, God always fixes it just right. Praise God. I remember, oh God, help me this morning. Amen. I remember, amen, hearing about and reading about King Philip. I'm not old enough to remember King Philip. I know some of y'all think I am, but I'm not old enough. But I read about King Philip of Spain when he wanted to crush and blot out Protestantism. Amen. In England, he sent out the Spanish Armada, the most feared, amen, armada of that day. It stretched out 7 miles long across the sea. Are y'all still with me? Say amen. And as it drew near to England, amen, the church bells of London called the people to prayer. Amen. And all of a sudden, without any pre-warning, amen, a sudden storm of great violence arose. And one of the writers said, and God blew. Praise God. And all the ships of the Spanish Armada were sank in the ocean. Praise God. Queen Elizabeth I, amen, had a medal struck with these words from Exodus 15 and 10. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them, and they sank as lead, amen, in the mighty waters. I want to tell you, if you put your trust in God, when you don't know how to do or what to do or where to go, you put your trust in God. Amen. He'll not leave you, amen, in the straits of life without any help. Amen. What a great God, help me here. Paul said in Acts 26 and 22, having therefore obtained help from God, I continue unto this very day. If you don't get, come on here. Say, church, help is not going to come from the Republicans or the Democrats or the Independents. Help will never come out of Washington, D.C. Amen. But our help comes from the Lord. The Lord is the strength of my life. And when the going gets rough, amen, and the wind is blowing, and it's dark, praise God, help me here, and the sea arises, and the storm waves are overtaking your vessel, hold on, praise God, for he, amen, will carry you through to victory every time. Somebody say praise the Lord. In our text this morning, amen. If you was to read in John chapter 6, amen, the winds and the waves, the sea heaved and churned, amen, like a great monster seeking release from a burning stake. Amen. The sea arose. Amen. The Bible tells us, and the wind with forked lightning tearing open the black storm clouds. Amen. And howled around that little ship. Amen. And tore the sails of that ship into shreds and pieces. Amen. The Bible said in John chapter 6 and verse 18 that the sea arose. Amen. The ship was tossed by the waves. Amen. Help me here. They tell me that sometimes when the sea, amen, is in a storm, this, amen, the waves may be as high as 30 feet. Amen. But I want to tell you, I'd rather be on the land when that happens. But I want to tell you, your storm, amen, is going to cause the sea to arise. Amen. And try to stop you from your spiritual progress. Sometimes, come on here, sometimes it may be sickness in your body or trouble in your home. Amen. Or on your job, you don't know what's going to happen. Amen. But I want to tell you, God still has everything under control. Somebody say praise the Lord. Ha! These waves, like an army of huge spiders crawling upon an entrapped butterfly. Amen. Waves like they had never seen before. It was like the waves was like a drunken giant. Amen. Waves unrolling. Amen. Like vast and heavy scrolls and snapping like a thousand slave whips. Amen. But what are you going to do? Amen. When that storm arises in your life, which way you're going to go? Come on here. I want to tell you, our help comes from him. Amen. Your strength comes from the Lord. Help me here. Amen. Most of you, oh, I feel the presence of God right now. Most of you understand and know that our son, Randy, was murdered in the state of Florida. Amen. 1994 on June the 7th. Amen. And he loved his mother. He always called his mother at least once a week. She looked, come on here. Does anybody listen to me? Amen. His mother looked forward to those calls. Amen. From her baby boy. Ha, he wasn't a baby anymore, but to her he was. Amen. And she looked forward to when he got murdered. And we had the funeral. And all of our friends that came from all over the country, amen, finally left and went home. And it was just her and I left, amen, for the days ahead. And there'd be time, come on, y'all listen to me. There'd be times I'd wake up in the middle of the night and the bed would be shaking. Amen. And I turned over and she was weeping and crying and sobbing. Amen. She said if he would just call. Amen. If I could just hear from him. Amen. And I'd pat her on the arm and say, baby, I'm sorry, but he won't be calling anymore. Help me here. Amen. That it went on for days and a few weeks, and I worried about her. Amen. But one night I heard a noise in the other part of the house that woke me up. Amen. And I, amen, got up and walked through the house without turning any lights on and walked down the hallway in the vestibule. And the noise was coming out of the living room, and she was knelt at a chair with her back toward the door. Amen. Come on here. And she was praying for help. I said she was praying for help. Amen. And glory to God, I stood there. I felt like I was in holy presence. Amen. She began to call on the Lord. One hand went up and another hand went up. And the Holy Ghost came down and she's speaking in tongues. And I said, she'll be all right now. Having obtained help from God, will you continue to this very day? I don't know what your storm has brought your way, but I can tell you, amen, he that sits on the throne of eternity will bring you through the storm. Amen. Waves, angry waves, 9 hours. They battled with their oars trying to get to the land. Joshua out of their places and bruised, toiling. Amen. Somewhere close to 4 o'clock in the morning, the darkness of the night. Amen. The storm still raging. Their muscles are sore. Their eyes are heavy. They are soaked through and through. They're sore. They're weak. They're helpless. They're buffeted. They're tired. Amen. And I can almost hear one of those, amen, men in that boat said, I wish that the master would come. I wish that the master was on board. Praise God. But what he didn't understand and know, he was coming. They hadn't seen him yet. But he's on his way. Amen. In the darkness of the night, when you don't see him, he's still on the way. When the wind is blowing and you don't know how or what to do, he's on his way. Woo! Somebody say praise the Lord. Verse 25 said, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came walking on the sea. Woo! Somebody say hallelujah. Walking in the wind, walking on the water, not like one that's walking on a tight rope, amen, trying to keep his balance, not like, amen, carefully placing one foot, amen, in front of the other, trying to, amen, make sure he doesn't fall, not jerky steps as one following a zigzagged path, amen, not timidly as one barefooted on sharp, amen, gravels, not stumbling, praise God, as one who has lost his direction or his way, amen, not great God, not unsteadily as a criminal on his way to the gallows, amen, but he came walking on the water as sedately as any congressman goes into the Congress house. Amen. He solemnly as a judge. Amen. Entering a courtroom. He walks as, come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. Triumphantly as a soldier in victory. He walks as fearless as a prophet whose voice of truth rocks king's thrones. Praise God. Amen. And all of a sudden out of the night and the darkness, praise God, and the storm and the wind and the waves, there is a voice that comes. Amen. Great God. Amen. The Bible said he saw them toiling. Amen. And rowing. Amen. And one of the writers said he would have passed them by. Amen. I want to tell you, don't be afraid to trust God. We try to figure things out. Help me here. I've been a few times in church trouble. I've tried to figure it out. Of course, y'all don't have any church trouble down here. We got it all up our way. But I want to tell you, amen, you can try to figure it out in yourself as long, much as you want to, and you'll never get it figured out until you put it in his hands. Somebody say amen. Ah, praise God. Verse 28 said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come. And all of a sudden, impossibilities become possible. Huh? Impossibilities. Now, nobody had ever walked on the water before. None of the patriarchs. Amen. None of the prophets. None of the great men of the bygone centuries had ever walked on the water. Amen. But Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come. And what did Jesus say? Come. F.B. Meyer said, you do not trust try the resources of God until you try the impossible. Andrew Murray of South Africa said, we have a God who delights in impossibilities. Praise God. And what you thought would never work out, amen, when it's in his hands, it has a way of turning things around. Ah, Brother Lee Strickler years ago, amen, used to preach that immortal message of his, God can turn it around. Praise God. Oh, every once in a while I can still hear, amen, Lee Strickler preaching, God can turn it around. Praise God. I want to tell you, he knows how, amen, to speak peace to that troubled soul in the storm of life that's in and raging. William Booth said, God loves with a great love the man whose heart is bursting with a sublime passion, amen, for the impossible. Amen. Philip Brooks said, do not pray for easy tasks. Pray to be stronger men. Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to your task. Then the hallelujah. Then the doing of your work will be no miracle, but you yourself will become God's miracle. Amen. Amen. Charles Spurgeon said, one man says, I will do as much as I can. Amen. Spurgeon said, any fool can do that. Amen. He who believes in Christ does what he cannot do. He attempts the impossible and performs it. Amen. What did Paul say in Philippians 4? I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Amen. When Jesus said to Peter, come, praise God. Amen. Peter got out of his comfort zone. Amen. And crawled over the edge of that boat. Amen. And started walking on the water. Amen. Come on here. Hey, but somebody said, but he sank. But he walked before he started to sink. Amen. And he walked after. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Most of us are in our comfort zone inside the boat. But if you want to see a miracle, climb overboard and see what God will do in your life. 682 times in the Bible the word come. But there's been none that was more daring than this one. And Peter walked to Jesus. The Bible said, and beginning to sink. He didn't sink. Beginning to sink. Lord, save me. Now, a miracle took place again. Amen. The Lord is standing on water. Come on here. Water is unstable. Water has no stability. Jesus is standing on water, reaches down and gets Peter by the hand and lifts him up out of the water with him standing on water. Praise God. And they too walk back to the ship on water. I want to tell you, there is nothing impossible with God. Do you believe that? Say amen. I'm going to close here. Run two more hours, more or less. Amen. In the darkest hour of World War I, somebody said to King George of England, "How will it end?" And he said, "God will have to work a miracle." And God did. Really? And one feller writing about history of that said Germany had virtually won the war 7 times. Amen. But lost it in the end. Help me here. 4 p.m., April 22nd, 1915. The Germans at the Second Battle of Ypres turned loose for the first time their deadly poisonous gas on the Allied forces. Come on here. Of England, United States. Totally unexpected. All the Allied troops unprotected. It said that they fell, amen, in windrows like piled up bloated cordwood. And all that Germany had to do was to march through and take the English Channel, and the world would be theirs. But something happened. Come on here. I said, something happened. God got in the arrangements. I don't know how many, praise God, young preachers I've talked to through the years, and I used to go to export a good bit, and I did just recently. Praise God, and I tell young people, young preachers, don't be afraid to trust God. Somebody say amen. Hey, but something happened. The meteorologist, amen, they fixed the hours for turning the gas loose. Dr. Smoss, head of the Department of Germany, amen, said the direction of the wind was set for the next 36 hours and that the wind would carry this gas far over the Allies' lines. But the gas, when turned loose, praise God, the wind changed. Amen. And King George was right. God got in it. The wind changed. Amen. And suddenly, amen, that gas that was turned loose turned back over the Germans, who staggered by the thousands to their deaths. Amen. Dr. Smoss, in his official report, and said in 40 years, according to the meteorologist of the German government, the wind has never acted so strangely. And King George said, it was God in the war storm. Praise God. Amen. God can turn it around for you when you don't know. Praise God. When you don't know what to do or how to do. Amen. When the winds are so contrary and pushing you backwards, and you're about to sink beneath the waves. Amen. God still has everything under control.